If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It is the 18th annual Chicago Restaurant Week, and the 17-day celebration of Chicago's award-winning dining scene is one of the most anticipated events of the year. You can enjoy a prefix menu for brunch and lunch at $30 and dinner for $45 or $60 at a record-breaking 500 restaurants across the city and suburbs. You can choose from diverse dining options, including hidden neighborhood gems, international cuisine, award-winning fine dining, and more. And to talk about it all, is Steve Crano with Choose Chicago. Choose Chicago. Steve, it's great to have you back on the program again.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, it starts today. It goes to February 9th. It's 18 years in the making, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Like you just said, this is the biggest iteration of Restaurant Week to date, with over 500 participating restaurants across Chicagoland. So we are thrilled by how the community has come together this year.
Well, it is a great way to explore the city in different restaurants. First, it's cold out there, so it gets people out, but it really gets people out of their comfort zone. So many times I've had friends that want to go to the same place all the time, and I can get into a rut too, but it's a great opportunity experiencing something new, right?
Yeah, no, it totally is. Like, this is a celebration of the diversity and vibrancy of the culinary scene in Chicago, truly. And what is great is you can get out of your neighborhood, go explore new parts of the city, or go explore suburbs you maybe haven't visited before. Try a new cuisine. And if you go to our website, eatitupchicago.com, where you can find every participating restaurant, all of their menus, and what's really great is you can filter by things like, you know, cuisines. Say you want to try barbecue or Indian or Greek, and you can filter by neighborhood and meal type, whether you want to get that brunch, lunch, or dinner. You can even filter by things like vegetarian, gluten-free options, and whether or not an establishment is women or minority-owned, so you can put your dollars toward their businesses.
I will say,
excited for those things.
Yeah, I was going to say, choosechicago.com, you know, first of all, it's a great website. It's especially for Restaurant Week, really gives you those options up there. But Choose Chicago is just, it's a little bit more about that. I want to give folks a little a view on what Choose Chicago is all about. No matter what you're doing in the city, it's a great place to go.
Yeah, so Choose Chicago is the official destination marketing organization for the city of Chicago. But I also think that, you know, we are for locals just as much as we are for visitors, right? I know so many people who love to go to the Choose Chicago website on a random Tuesday evening, find a show in town, and, you know, get out of the house. So we try to be a resource for residents just as much as folks who are coming in from out of town.
And for Restaurant Week, participating restaurants represent 35 distinct Chicago neighborhoods, along with 50 suburban restaurants. Of the participants, 143 are women or minority-owned enterprises. 71 restaurants are making their Restaurant Week debut. So it's a big year for this, and God, there's just so much to choose from.
Yeah, there really is. I'd love to give, you know, a few shout-outs to some of my favorite participating restaurants. Up here in my neighborhood, I live in Lincoln Square. There's two great restaurants participating, Luella's Southern Kitchen, great soul food restaurant with Chef Darnell Reed. He was our host chef a couple years ago in 2023 for the first Bites Bash, you know, Restaurant Week kickoff event. And then there's also Bistro Campagna, which is kind of a classic French bistro up here in Lincoln Square, also participating. Great spots for lunch or dinner.
It's all about the new experience for a fixed price. Just throw me a couple highlights of some of the restaurants in town and what you're seeing out there.
Yeah, a few more. So another great one, Demera in Uptown, a wonderful Ethiopian restaurant. If you want to get more into the South Side, Virtue in Hyde Park is, you know, an incredible James Beard award-winning place. Chef Eric Williams leads that restaurant. Southern American cuisine, they're a participant, as is Soul Food Lounge in North Lawndale, the Moody Tongue Brewery in the South Loop, which is actually the world's only Michelin-starred brewery. So that's definitely one that I am looking forward to hitting up during Restaurant Week.
And reservations, you'd kind of do them in one spot. I mean, you can go to each restaurant, but you can do it. You have a website just for that, right?
Absolutely. What I mentioned just a bit ago, eatitupchicago.com is where you can find all the participating restaurants, check out their menus, do the filtering, make your reservations right there.
And I always tell people, too, like, for Chicago Restaurant Week, you can absolutely try something new, but you can go to one of your favorite places and see what they've got on the menu, because sometimes it's off the menu what they're preparing for you in a three-course meal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Most of these places, what they're serving for Restaurant Week is not part of their usual menu. I'm personally looking forward to a brunch this Sunday at the Bronzeville Winery. And all the other places that I can't wait to hit up during Restaurant Week.
I was going to say,
full weekends, two full weeks, plenty of time to make reservations.
Do you have a favorite or one that you're gearing for in the next week, Steve?
Well, besides Bronzeville Winery, I definitely want to go to Bistro Campagna to hit up their dinner menu while it's going.
Very, very cool. Steve Crano, ChooseChicago.com. All kinds of good things on there where it comes to restaurants, Chicago Restaurant Week, music, plays, comedy, and more. Go to ChooseChicago.com. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you out there.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And let us entertain you, Divisional Vice President or Vice President of and Chef Partner, Ben Goodnick. He oversees Summer House and the Oakville and can talk about it all. Chef Ben, welcome in. How are you?
Good day. How are you? Good. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. You know, Chicago Restaurant Week is a great way to discover or rediscover what lettuce restaurants have to offer, right?
For sure it is. I think it's a great time, if you've never been in, to come in, see multiple course menus, see a lot of what we can do. And then if you're a regular, which we appreciate all the time, it's a little bit of a deal for you to come in, and we can say thank you and give you a little bit back and give you a little extra treat on your way out.
I love that. So you oversee Summer House and the Oakville. Tell folks where those locations are and talk about what those two restaurants have to offer over the next 2 weeks.
For sure. Summer House is 1954 North Halsted. So it's like Halsted and Armitage. We're doing three menus. Our brunch, which is incredibly, incredibly popular and always really busy at Summer House. So we're doing a brunch menu, three courses, $30. It's available from 9 to 3. A ton of great choices on that menu. You know, there's a waffle, and you can get blueberry muffin and yogurt. And so you get a starter, an entree, and then a dessert on the way out. And before we even go further, when we talk about desserts, if you've been to Summer House, we have an amazing cookie bar right up front. Everybody that walks in walks past this enormous display of these just great cookies. It smells awesome in there. It looks great. And every single Restaurant Week every single Restaurant Week patron or, anybody that enjoys Restaurant Week can have one of those cookies. They can eat it at the table. They can take it on their way out. And I think that's, amazing. So brunch is there, lunch during the week from 11 to 4. Again, three courses, lots of great stuff. There's a burger and a different sandwich and a baked ravioli and salad or soup, and again, that great cookie. And then dinner is a little more expensive, $60, but it's four courses. Again, you finish with that cookie bar. And actually, if you're with more than one people, I have to say, we're doing a peanut butter sundae for dessert.
Ooh.
That, in addition to the cookie, that is so good. If you're into peanut butter, you got to try it. It's awesome. Like, I really like all the food, but I really, really like the peanut butter sundae. So that's Summer House. And then at the Oakville, which is at 163 Green Street, so down in Fulton Market. Again, all three meal periods were there, brunch, lunch, and dinner, three courses brunch, three courses lunch, four courses dinner, which is a lot of really, really good stuff. I'm excited for that one. Again, sandwiches and soups, and we have this awesome truffle fondue that we're featuring. And I think the nice thing that most lettuce restaurants do, and certainly the restaurants I work with, is during Restaurant Week, we offer some items off our regular menu that you can see, all year long, which is great. And then also all my restaurants, we have specials all the time. So during Restaurant Week, we have some things that you don't see all year long. So you can try some new things. You can try some of the familiar favorites. Whatever it is that you like, it's there, we have it, and it's a great deal.
Well, I think the thing during Restaurant Week, too, is, and it's 2 weeks long, is you got to check each restaurant for what the courses cost, but it's really reasonable, and to get a sampling of a place you've never been to before. So like the Oakville Grill, brunch is three courses for $30, lunch is three for $30, and dinner is three courses for 30, and it's a really great deal and a really great opportunity to try out some of these places. And I know Lettuce also has kind of three new places joining the list this year. It's Bar Tradita, Emin Glenview, Sushi San at Lincoln Park. Let's talk a little bit about what those three places have to offer and what they're all about and where they're located.
For sure. So Ema is up in Glenview. I mean, Chef CJ is awesome, you know, top chef alum, great cook. That's Mediterranean kind of style food, small plates, two-course lunch there. You can get, I mean, CJ's spreads and dips and all those things are awesome, and they have great bread that goes along with it. And then, so you get one of those to start, and then, you know, main plates, like they have this chicken kebab, like it's a chicken kefta thing. It's so good and so flavorful. It's awesome. Dinner's three courses for $45 there. It's kind of the same menu, but then they have their honey cake, which is available for dessert. And I keep harping on desserts, but that honey cake is like, it's really, really special. And I've tried to make honey cakes before. They are almost impossible. I don't know how they figured it out, but they did. And it's awesome. Really, really good.
You know, I just remember, too, the Ema, there's one in River North, right? I mean, the Glenview one's being added
Correct.
This year, but I remember that. Okay, that's cool. And then Bar Tradita. Let's talk about that.
Bar Tradita, it's St. Regis, right? So Tradita is one of the newer, you know, Lettuce Entertaining ones. We opened it up this year. Just a really, really great bar program. You know, and I think that, I mean, I can't even say enough. It's such a beautiful room in there. And, like, their bar is so awesome that it's like, let me see if I can get a little bit more menu information. I'm sorry.
No, while you're talking about that, you know, I see a couple standards on the menu. I mean, you own hundreds of restaurants. So, like, You can also, while you're trying something new, you can experience something that is a routine for you, but might try something different on the menu in these three courses. Like, I love RPM Seafood. A couple of reasons is beautiful views. It's a beautiful restaurant, but I'm gluten-free, and they do a Friday night fish fry with potato flake. And you wouldn't, it's the crunchiest fish fry, especially for someone who can't do fried food and some of those things. It's really amazing, and you can look for gluten-free things at all the restaurants. But also, there's like the standard, like the El Woods. I mean, it's been around forever, and even as I said, if you go there regularly, it might be nice just to try what they've got for the prefix menu, right?
For sure. I think that, you know, like I said, everybody tries to have some of what, you know, some of what they offer all the time, and then some special items, which I think is really awesome. You know, and all of our restaurants, I think we do a really, for your saying for allergy concerns, I think we do a really good job on that. I think people can come in and feel safe, which is awesome.
I believe that too. And I will say again, you know, courses are different by restaurant. You know, like, you know, brunch or breakfast could be two or three courses for $30. Dinner can be from $45 to $60. Lettuce.com is where you can find it all for Chicago Restaurant Week and beyond. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate your insight on all that, and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Thank you.